Now it's time for what we can't get out of our heads. Mike, we'll start with you.
So this week, The Guardian started publishing its list of the top 100 best novels, I think. Yes, best novels of all time, they're calling it, selected by numerous authors and critics and so on. When we're recording, they've done the first 40. Sad to say, I'd only read three, I think, of the first 20 and four of the next 20. So I'm kind of feeling really educated. And I've also been listening to the Rest Is History spin-off podcast about books, which is kind of going through a lot of classics and some more modern things, which I'm really enjoying. But also a lot of them I haven't read. And I'm like, I just need to retire and just start reading all these books until the end of my life.
We broke Mike. Is it rage bait? Do you look at that list and go, how dare you say that's number 93?
A little bit. I love The Go-Between, which is 99. I was quite surprised that Catch-22 was only 97 as well. But since I haven't read all the other ones, I'm not really in a position to comment.
Sarah.
Yes, I'm also enjoying the list and feeling very disappointed in myself. But on the topic of books, the thing I can't get out of my head is a really good book called Yesteryear, which I've just finished, which is about a trad wife influencer, but it touches on some really great themes of, you know, Christian nationalism and surveillance and our hold on reality, and can recommend. It's very fun.
This is newsroom / book tips. Yeah. We'll rebrand the program. Patrick.
So as I mentioned, I travelled from Sydney to Canberra for the budget. I took the train. We have a travel policy at work, which we should take the lowest carbon version of going to travelling to a place. Unfortunately, the train is pretty slow. It took me on the way, because we got stuck behind a broken down freight train, 5 hours and 20 minutes. And then on the way back, it took 5 hours. There's $100 million in the budget to try and speed that up. But $100 million,
no.
Oh, that's just slightly faster
just
rail.
It'll
speed it up by
better.
15 minutes for about $100 million.
Yeah, the ambition is just to get it below 4 hours.
Right? Yeah, below 4 hours. But even that, I think, is just, it's not even going to make a dent, really, in that travel time. They're supposed to be getting new carriages, maybe with a bit better Wi-Fi. I don't know. But it feels like, come on, we're a rich country. We could be doing a lot better on this stuff than we are. And look, it's very popular. It's a nice journey, beautiful scenery. And, you know, it's always packed. Look, it needs much more investment. Like, I think some people have estimated if you spend about $3 billion or $4 billion, you could get it to about 3 hours, which would be a much better journey. So, look, maybe next budget.
Look, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. And don't forget, you can write into the newsroom edition with questions and suggestions at fullstory@theguardian.com. But for now, thank you so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Richard.
And Mike.
Thanks a lot, Richard.
And Sarah.
Thanks, Richard.